Broadcasting Network.
Talking about some of the things that we need to be upset about here, folks. I mean, the thing with the gas prices, the situation with the policing, and again, I'm going to have an open mind forum at the end of the broadcast, but I don't need to hear from you, your opinion of this, because, I mean, it's not only in Illinois. This is going on all over the country where you have people out here doing things, crimes and criminal activity, and they're working right in the space of government offices and policing forces, and seemingly they get away with it. But if you have that same situation that you do anything illegal or, you know, you're locked up and stuff, what is the measure of law? It's only for people elite that can use against you? Or is the law supposed to be against for everybody, you know, across the board? John, what do you think is going on here?
Well, it's no different than the IRS. They don't have a law to really tax you. They are changing the numbers as far as what they do tax you on the IRS and rates without the consent of Congress. They just, when they have a whim to think that they want to raise your rates, they do it. The color of law is just amped everywhere. You take President Bush is just saying that he's going to make all public utilities federal. I mean, I can buy stock in my New York State Electric and Gas, and now he's just going to take over it and say it's his. I mean, it's an open stock operation. I mean, I know it's fixed. I know that New York State Electric and Gas gets the state bed gasoline and those kind of things for operating cheaper. Initially, it was set up to be fair to the public. They gave a pretty good stock option. You got 10% of your money guaranteed if you invested with them. And you didn't get a better rate on your electric or anything. But bottom line, they were supposed to be a real good blue chip stock, and you could safely invest your money with them. But lately, they've been stealing from you. They say, oh, they aren't making money. They're cheating their employees and everything else. And bottom line is the big boys are just making the money. It's the same scenario again. It's just like your fuel. The $8 on $15 worth of fuel is all tax. And it's just a gouging by our government. It's like Microsoft. Microsoft is a huge business. You know, Bill Gates is labeled one of the richest men in the world. And yet 87% of Microsoft is owned by the government. They've manipulated it somehow to take control. And it's going on with everything. It's not just one area. And so now if you're in an area where you're happy that they're paying you what they're paying you, and you can live in that margin, you're one of the few, because it's getting fewer and fewer of people that can actually do that.
And the thing is, you look at, this is Memorial Day, and, I want to say, thank you for America's troops, because we need them, not for this war that we're in now, but they're supposed to be there to protect our country, and the thing is, we just throw our troops away. We say things, about what they have done, and we, thumb our noses at, at them going into warfare. But the thing is that the troops are needed. They're not doing anything that is a tyranny against us. We need to revamp the way we think about our American troops. And, it's a situation that they're being thrown into these wars. They're not asking to go over there. And then once over there, they find out what is actually going on. And then they come back over here and they're treated like scum. They are sent over there. They don't want to go over there. And they go over there and they fight a war for this nation. And they come back. And then how are they treated?
Well, just like Vietnam, they were spit upon.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more when we come back on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD.
Here on RBN, we have our one of the guests up, Tony Gossing. We had a problem getting through to him, and we'll try again. We'll try to do the Bilderberg show sometime next week. We have Ben in New York. Ben, are you there? He's a listener. Ben?
Ben, good morning. This is Ben calling from New York.
Hi, how are you doing, Ben?
Pretty good. Pretty good. And yourself?
Why?
Okay, I'm listening to your topics, and they're very, very much to the point. I believe that this country is really in a mess on all its fronts. People, like you said, can make a decent living, and it's all over this country. About 3 or 4 days ago, I picked up a newspaper, and the police commissioner here was making a point that the cops, the young men that want to become a policeman, they're starting with $25,000 a year, and one of them can't make it. He has 3 or 4 kids. He pays almost $1,800 a month in rent, and he was broke. And he was appealing to the public, and, you know, they were trying to give him some help. But, Dan, here in New York, you know, if it's not because of certain programs that are still in force, even though the federal government has cut back, we would have a lot of people living out in the streets.
Well, that's a good point there, you know, Ben, because, see, not only that, but they took away a lot of the pension money from the police and also from the firefighters in New York. And, you know, and I had a firefighter just recently contact me. He's trying to pay child support, and he also, too, is just, you know, living broke, you know. And, you know, and we, and the thing is that, you know, on one equation, we're talking about the corruption, you know, by the policing agencies. But again, you know, some guy is working and making $25,000 a year to risk his life. Then you have another guy going over to Iraq fighting in this stupid war that we have going on, and he's making probably $8 an hour. Back a long time ago during Vietnam era, soldiers were telling me it was $8 a month in some of these wars they were getting paid. So now they're making $8 an hour, go over there, and they don't have any armor. So they got to write home and ask their family to send them, you know, some kind of bulletproof vest, a laptop to get connected to their the guy that's in charge there, because the money's being laundered into Halliburton, which has no big contracts and overstating invoices. And then they come back and they have no medical care because they have to wait 130 days for that. And then behind that, then, you know, the situation, a lot of them are 100% disabled before the age of 25. And again, who cares? And then, like I said, this new working class poor, I don't know if you mind. How much do you make a year? Could you, you know, nobody knows who you are, but I just was wondering if you could give a ballpark and kind of tell us how you're doing out there.
Well, Ms. Diane, I was going to, Dan, I was going to tell you, you know, it's lucky that, you know, I used my head a little bit, if I could say so. I bought a small multiple dwelling when I was 24 years old. Okay.
Smart move.
And I beg your pardon?
Very smart move.
Yeah, I bought it, and this is the point that I was going to tell you. I bought it with God's grace, you know, and I bought it for about $21,000. I paid it off in about 6 years. And today, this is the other point I want to make, even though I have that little house, which I adore, because I don't think I could sell it for any amount of money, because what happens is that particular neighbor went down the drain in the 70s with houses burned all over. The government didn't pay attention to it, you know, and luckily in the early 90s, we saw a big turnaround, a big, you know, activity coming up. And today, everybody wants to be in the neighborhood, and it's so a shame that, you know, speculators are all over. And what happens now is that the old people that cannot hold on to their homes, they are selling them, and, you know, it's a pity, because it's a vicious cycle. I bought that house for about $21,000, just like a lot of other homes. Today they claim they're worth about $500,000. Can you believe that?
Well, but what year did you buy your home? Can I ask you that?
I bought it in 1972, and the house is almost 100 years old already.
Well, the thing is, you know, that's what's going on all through the country. These houses, you know, seniors have them now, $21,000. There's some people out here, no, they brought their home for under $10,000 in the 60s and 50s, and it was completely paid for. And they stay in their homes because they figure, you know, that's their retirement. They're going to live in their home. And what they do is they walk through there and they buy up these houses, or they catch the seniors in these nursing homes, and then once they get in the nursing homes, they take the rights away from them, saying that there is, you know, something wrong with them. They need to be in a nursing home. They need to be in some type of other type of care facility. So then their property is then, through probate court, moved over to someone to manage, and then what they do is they basically rob the property, and then somebody comes in, grabs that property, and they, like you said, can put $1 billion home on that property, or just partially rehab it and make it $300,000-$400,000, you know, and that person that had the home has no rights to it. It's gone.
And that's, you see that more and more, and you see the scandal that's going on with the mortgages, and, you know, one of the biggest rackets now is concentrated on the homes, because they claim houses have appreciated over the years in value. you know, and you're absolutely right. You know, they go after the weakest that they can find, and they're doing all kinds of crazy things. The other point that I was going to tell you was, you asked me what I was doing for a living. I'm on disability retirement, unfortunately, from the post office. But about 20 years ago, besides that little multiple dwelling that I bought when I was a very young man, I bought another second two-family house where I'm living in. And at times I pity the people because I saw the trend that it was slowly coming, how the marketplace was coming up. And I said, my God, where is it going to go? When is it going to stop? Landlords now are in a bind as well as renters, Ms. Diane. We are both losers. The ones that have the money, those are the ones that are wrecking up everything.
Well, hey, I would wonder if you could do a favor, if you could hold on to the line right now, because I'm bringing somebody else. He's my special guest, and I want to ask you a question here about something that he's going through, and I'm changing a level to format of one of my broadcasts during the week. I'm going to put a program on, and I'm going to explain why as this show unfolds here, but can you hold on for a minute, Ben?
Sure.
Thank you very much. I have a special guest here, John, that's coming up, and his name is Matt. Matt is homeless. Matt is a veteran. He was in the Vietnam War, I think, if I remember correctly, he told me. And he went through a series of nightmares. And I want to say, folks, again, there is a word out here in the United States. Now, homeless people are all crazy. There's something wrong with them. They just don't fit in, and that's why they're in their situation. They can't hold a job because they have mental problems. They are not right because they're on alcohol, they're on drugs. We can't trust them because they might steal from us because they all have criminal records. And they're just dirty, and we don't want them around us. That is the thought process they put out there about the homeless. And I want you to hear from the mouth of somebody that's going through that what is actually going on. Because, again, this person could be you. It could be me. Because as we just spoke, the gas prices are $4.09 a gallon, meaning that pretty soon you're not going to be able to move your car. And pretty soon, you're not going to have $50 or more to get on a bus. So how are you going to get back and forth to work? If you don't show up for work, you're going to lose your job. And then if you lose your job, and then something happens, by the way, you don't have enough money to pay the daycare center. You can't go to work. So you're going to end up in a situation at home. And eventually, it'll go 3-4 months. And then you're going to go into a situation with your landlord. And the landlord's not the bad guy here. He's got to maintain his bills, too, because that house, if he forecloses on it, some other ugly monster will take it over. Because people are coming in buying huge plots of property, and they're not from here. I'm talking about royals. Royal families are coming in, taking over land and property. So you got two individuals, the landlord trying to hold on to the property, needing rent from the tenant. The tenant needs to pay on the first. If he doesn't pay on the first, there's a situation. The landlord's not going to make his note, and everybody's going to be out in the street. So if you got all these people together going through this stuff, and they're making under $50,000 a year, and the prices are going up, food going up, everything's going up, you end up homeless. Now I'm going to bring Matt on. Matt? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Matt. Want to explain what's going on, and did I kind of explain kind of well here? We're going to break. We'll be right back, and then we'll talk to Matt. The call is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this break.
Dreams are made of these.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Night with Deanne on RBN. We're talking with Matt. Matt is a vet and he's homeless, and he's in my area of Illinois in DuPage County. And I met Matt one day. I was going into the YM pantry here, and he was with another gentleman, and they came up and they were talking, and I listened to what they had to say. And the thing was that what they told me was something I already had seen, and I just said to myself, you know what? This is newsworthy and needs to be broadcast, because you got to understand, you are donating money to organizations to help the homeless, and you need to know what's going on with the homeless and why they're out there. Not the lie, the truth. Matt, welcome to my broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting, and I want you to talk about what you're going through.
Well, there's a lot, there's a whole lot going on, but the public doesn't know. You know, as you said, I am homeless, and you go to try to find a job, and you need to tell them that you're homeless, but at the same time, if you don't and they find out, when you do land a job, then they fire you because you are homeless. We're being discriminated against for that fact. Well, it's not our fault that we're homeless. I mean, things happen throughout our lives that put you in that situation. And even people that is on top right now, can become homeless overnight. I mean, things happen in your life that there's nothing you can do about. And
now, what happened to you in this case? You ended up in a series of circumstances, which we're not going to go into for this broadcast, maybe at a later time. But you've been out there in the street, and you heard the stories I had mentioned. Most homeless people are considered to be crazy. Is that true?
No, they're not crazy. They're on down on their luck, and you know, people say that homeless people are nothing but a bunch of drunks and drug addicts. Well, that's not true. They, you know, some of them do drink because it soothes the pain of where they're at, and they can't. They're always put down, and they're kicked down further by people that don't want to help. They think that you're just the scum of the earth because you're homeless. Well, that's not right. You know,
how are you treated by the social agencies? What do they do when you go to a social agency for help? What is the how's the program set up? What happens when you go in?
They tell you that they can't help you, and all this money is, you know, is put out to help the homeless. All these different organizations, but where's the money going? We don't see it. They don't help us. They send you off to somebody else, and, you know, you keep going to these different people, and there's nothing happening. Now, they have shelters, but now they're starting to close down. So there's only a few shelters left open.
Now, why did they close down?
Lack of money, lack of support, lack of volunteers. It's just, and it's getting worse. They just shut a couple of down in Glen Ellyn and Lombard. So
now, if they don't have shelters, and folks, what a shelter is a place you go and you can spend the night on a pad. It's like a pad they put on the floor in a church or someplace or wherever they have it, and the people get to lay on the pad until the morning, and then they have to go. Is that correct, Matt? Is that about it, or am I missing something?
No, you go in, and they feed you at night. From 7 to 9 o'clock, you can eat, and then they get you up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They give you breakfast, and you have to be gone by 7. Rain, snow, or shine, which is fine, but that's all they give you. And a lot of people, there's people out there that has kids that is in these shelters. Now, if the shelter is closing down, you have nowhere to go. People turn towards the parks. Well, if you go to the park and it's the nighttime, then you have the police officers coming in. Either kicking you out or taking you to jail because you're homeless. And that's not right. You're not doing anything. It's a place for shelter to keep you out of the rain, snow, whatever, so you can sleep to go to, if you have a job, to go to work the next day. But, you know, like I said again, people don't want to deal with anybody if you're homeless. They don't want to hire you. They think you stink, you're dirty, you're no good, and that's not even something that I would ever think that people would treat you that way, but they do.
And there's been people out there, men and women, that have a lot of pride and stuff that had worked all their lives. And most of the people that are homeless too had worked before, paid taxes, had annuities, some of them. Some of them were in good status.
Exactly.
And then they ended up in a situation that we're talking about. We'll be back after this break. We have a caller, and we're going to go back to Ben. John, hang in there a second. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Deanne on RBN. Visit my website, by the way, www.deanneburley.im. That is my website for the veterans, the POWMIA initiative. What we're trying to do is get at least a million or so or more individuals in Chicago on September 21st and 22nd to basically march for the freedom of men and women that are still overseas in these wars, and we need your help and support in this. Give me a call if you can make a donation, or if you can come, or if you can sign our petition. The number to call is 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. And we have a caller. I'm going to bring him up right now. It's Mike in New York. Mike, are you there? I'm sorry, Ben in New York.
Thanks again, Dan. I'm very much in sympathy with the gentleman that that you have as a guest. It's good to know what he brought up. You know, from time to time, I sent in a donation to homeless people, because Diane, when somebody's homeless, there is a reason why. We human beings have a lot in common with each other. Some of us are stronger, others, unfortunately, are somewhat weaker. I could tell you something that happened to me. I had two breakdowns, major breakdowns in my life. And when I look up to people that are going through hardship, I have an emphasis to relate to them. And since I myself am on disability, the more I do that. And it's good to know what he said. Also, if I may bring up the point, as a homeowner, sometimes we get information from the city whereby they look for places for homeless people. And I have to tell you, the city had about 7,000 people in the shelters. Now it went up by about over 2,000. And they say it's going to get worse. And it will get worse.
It is. This is a huge issue here because, see, again, Americans don't realize, you know, we are perpetrated on with this American dream concept, and we're not supposed to talk about the things that are going on here in our country. You know, we are told, we don't need to, nobody should be able to be on the street. We should be able to stand up by our own bootstraps. We're not supposed to do this. But, I mean, the thing is that it's unconscionable how people are supposed to survive when the goods and services cost more than your average paycheck.
Exactly.
And when it gets to the point that, you know, you got to pay out of pocket $180 for medical medicine, just one bottle of medicine from a doctor alone that might not be covered from your insurance, and then huge amounts of overflow insurance bills and student loans and everything else, we have created a whole vacuum of a debt society. So if you are making in a job about $150,000, $200,000 a year, you know, those people have not been totally impacted, but they are. We're talking about the people making more than that don't even see this. You know, they think that everything's hunky-dory. But the bottom line is people are now seeing as $50,000 a year, which was used to be a decent income,
yes,
that they're poor.
Yes.
And that's sad. Now, I want to stop you right there for 1 second. I want to bring Ben in from Pennsylvania. I'm going to John, and then I'm going back to Matt. Ben in Pennsylvania, are you there? I'm sorry, Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, are you? I just spoke to you, right?
You might have. Can you hear me, Miss Burley?
Oh, now I can. Thank you. Okay. I can hear you.
Yes, very good. Greetings from Northwest Pennsylvania to you all.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for coming on my broadcast. What do you think about these issues we're talking about here?
Well, ma'am, I have a bit of a question for your guest there, the veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And say, feller, were you in any of the recent wars lately?
No.
No, you weren't?
No.
Okay, you're a vet from, the Vietnam era?
Yes.
Okay. Did they offer you to join back up?
No, they didn't.
No. Would you want to rejoin?
Well, due to hip replacement, I can't rejoin.
Oh, I see. But would you if you could?
In a heartbeat.
You would?
In a heartbeat.
Huh.
Now, why would you rejoin, out of curiosity?
Well, to fight for my country.
Now, the caller asked the question here. Now, why were you asking this question?
Well, the question still stands is, does he really think that he'd be doing it for this country, as the troops right now have been thrown away by the thousands already from this last skirmish that started in 1990 with Daddy Bush there?
You know, you got a good point there. But you know what? Basically, they're throwing kids' lives away. I mean, you got 18, 19, 20 years old going over there and losing their lives for, which really no reason that I can see. They're more worried about taking care of other countries, sending billions of dollars for this or that, but why aren't they helping the people in the United States?
Right, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yes, sir, I surely do.
I was in a shelter, I'll say 4 days ago. There's an 84-year-old lady, and Why is she on the streets? Why at 84 years old?
This is a pretty much of a throwaway country, and just don't forget there, young man, you worked for the federal government when you were in that military, and
right.
There's a lot of people working for the government now, and they better wake up because they're going to be thrown away too.
And they're going to be right in the position I'm in, and it doesn't make any sense. Why are you taking care of all these other countries that we shouldn't even have anything to do with?
Well, sir, you are. That's an excellent question. Folks better wake up and smell the chemtrails, because the globalists really have infiltrated this land of ours.
Right, and it's going to get worse. And, you know, you got people out there that look down on the homeless people. And you know what? In a heartbeat, you could be in the same position.
Oh, yes, sir.
And but they don't realize that.
Oh, goodness gracious. Is there a way just to, for you to get out of that town area? Is there anyone that could possibly let you stay at their home, maybe out in the rural area somewhere?
I've looked everywhere. I've looked for jobs everywhere, but...
And that's another thing, too, that they might use against you, friend, is your DD-214, because there's code numbers on that discharge paper that they do use against people that they want to discredit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I don't know if Miss Burley or John heard about the codes on the DD-214.
I hear it.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see, that's another thing, too. Veterans, individuals, everybody out here, because I worked in these big corporations, and I know exactly how they can code you out, put you in a situation you cannot get hired anywhere else again.
Well,
if you make one of those people mad, could be a corporation, could be a government, could be in situations like in the military. And then the other issue, too, is, again, you know, we're sending money out to foreign countries. We bomb them first, then we come in and send them food and money and clothing. We can't give the food and money to clothing to people here, because if we are bombarded mentally every day that if we help our poor, there's something wrong with us. The poor guy on the street, there's something wrong with him. He's crazy. So if you turn around and do a good measure to that person, that means there's something wrong with you. John, what do you think about that?
Well, again, getting back to the idea of compartmentalization, they're trying to destroy the world. They're not just doing it here. As they have the military sign the paper now, they ask the question, will you shoot an American? They're downgrading the vets. They don't give them enough money to live. They're basically getting forced to the streets, unless they've got some family that would help take care of them or so. But again, so you go home to mom and dad, and when mom and dad dies, the house may not be there anymore. So again, you're back on the street. They're really not giving the vets any medical treatment. They're shutting down a lot of the hospitals. They're making it hard for you to go there and those kind of things. They're giving you bad drugs so you feel worse. When it gets said and done, now you've got a situation of a person that, as I understand out in Chicago there, they shut you off from sleeping in the churches here not too long ago, and yet the first 3 days after they shut off the mats, so you were inside where it was semi-warm, was like frosty days, and then they were kicking you out of the parks. Well, my gosh, you know, anybody that has just stepped outside and lay down in the frost in the morning without having to spend the whole day out there and maybe not had a meal the day before, so it doesn't take too long to think, well, you know, I'd like to get revenge on somebody, or have at least those thoughts to say, well, what's going on here? And next thing, it develops into vengeance, it develops into hate, it develops into a destruction of the community. As you had the in China, you had the cultural revolution, to where the elite, they just killed anybody that had any money, because they just weren't letting anybody have any money, and the poor just got tired of it. So they said, just, it didn't matter who you were, if you had money, you got killed. And so what they're trying to do is get people in that position that they'll kill to survive. And they're doing quite a good job of it, as far as I'm concerned.
And the thing is, too, John, and everyone here, you know, you have a situation that this gentleman, Matt, just said this 84-year-old woman in one of these shelters. Now, you know, again, this is a woman on Social Security that evidently may have been in her house, and it could have been a situation she got a house similar to, Mike, where they paid $21,000 or maybe $9,000 for the house, and somebody figured out how to scrounge it out from taxes. People are out here are looking at if somebody misses a tax payment or the county forgets to record the tax payment, and then what they do is they scoundrel and come back and take that person's house for paying their taxes or paying their water bills on the house. So then this old lady is out in the shelter. Now, she has minimum income because she probably is on Social Security, and she has Medicaid. But then 80-some years old, and there's nothing out there. So that should tell you there are people out there in the shelters that are crippled. Crippled. There are people out there in shelters that are young babies, and they don't have any programs for housing. And this is what I'm doing right now, and I wanted to ask my listeners about this, and Matt, I talked to him about before. I'm going to open up a homeless radio broadcast. I want people to listen to what is going on with the homeless in the street. Because if you hear that, this could be you next week.
That's a good idea.
So we need to open up a dialogue to figure out what we can do to help each other out. Because, see, also, those people out there used to vote. And we need those people because those people are the ones that are seeing what we're seeing right now, the backlash of what we're going through right now. They're already experienced, and they need to be able to vote again. So, you know, I gave Matt a phone number that he has of his own, and we need to work collectively of what we have that we can offer to bring these homeless people out of homelessness and stop labeling them. Because, see, once you label a person in life, that's why I don't like people, you know, pointing labels and saying you this, you that, and that. If they start labeling you something, then they can control your aspect of what your wealth is and how you can grow. So instead of calling people homeless, we need to create a situation and vacuum to move them out of homelessness and don't call them homeless anymore and let them go and get a job. Now, one of these guys I met that was with Matt had a job that paid $17 an hour. The job was 40 miles away from where I am. 40 miles away, he had no car, and not one agency had no money to give him to get to and from this job. I don't know if he made it out there. But the day I met both this gentleman and Matt, I took my granddaughter over to the YN Pantry in Downers Grove just to get her a candy bar or two. And they were standing there, and they weren't doing anything. And then they were talking to me, and the police were down the street. And they knew that I was in there because I was watching them as they were watching me. So anyway, I came out, and I talked to them to find out what was going on. And they told me about the job, told me about the condition. I got in my car, and I drove off, and they told me 15 squad cars showed up as they hit the park because they said the woman in the YN pantry said that one of the guys was serenading her, and they felt that he was a threat to her, so they went to send the police into the park. And you know what? I was standing there, and did not sing one song. Not one song. Is that not true, Matt? Isn't that how it happened?
That's exactly right. I mean, nothing. You were standing right there. He was not serenading nobody. We was trying to get a sandwich. So we go back down to the park, and we went to the park, and we got police officers everywhere. And they threatened to throw us in jail because we was going to go there to sleep for the night. And
that's what's coming for us. This is what is. We're 2 inches from that. And for that woman in YM Pantry to do that, I mean, that is an outrage for her to call. Because, see, if there was a vandal or something going on in the street, would she call that quickly, or was she, you know, calling on a homeless person that's trying to go from one place to get a sandwich, sit down and eat in the park? And is it right for the police department to come in and tell them they can't sleep in the park when they don't have any shelters and have no money and no place to go? And the churches aren't able to take care of them, and the churches don't have the money to give them, allegedly. So where are they supposed to go?
Now, I'm going to go back to Mike. What do you think about what's being said here? What is your feeling on this?
Well, Miss Burley, I believe Matt is a sincere man there. And, yeah, I'd like to see him doing something for his country. I would like to see him part of the arrest and trial of the traitors of this nation.
Also, Ben, what do you feel about this, you know, conversation we're having with Matt? Ben, are you there?
I think Ben dropped off.
Yeah, Ben must have dropped off. Oh, Ben, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, we're at the break. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. We're with RepublicBroadcasting.org, and we're talking about the crisis in this country of homelessness. situation that we need to address. Every day you hear about, various charitable organizations raising funds for people overseas and sending money out and doing things for everything, but anybody here? You know, we have totally ignored us. If we have a healthy society, healthy people, people working, and everybody functional, would we have crime? Would we have all the things that we're in despair of? Or would we be scared of terrorism? Would we be scared of anything if we actually try to straighten up our home, our house here in the United States? Ben, are you there? I was wondering what your opinion was on this.
Yes. Well, Ms. Burley, I think that you are doing a tremendous job for the forgotten ones, you know. And it's a shame when somebody goes out to defend his country and comes back and to live the way this gentleman is living. It's outrageous. Like he said, this country sends so much money all over the world. And with this war, I believe that this world war is doing a tremendous damage to the economy of this country. Everything is up and up. Food, shelter, whatever, it's sky high. I just happen to believe that the war that's going on, it was done on purpose. Listen, today Iraq that has oil can't produce oil. They have to import the oil. This is what I've learned this week. I mean, something is awfully wrong. And it's going to get worse. So Americans have to be aware of what's going on. And I thank you again for letting me express my feelings towards this. At times, having what I have, and at times, I'm uncertain. Can you imagine when you don't have anything and you're out there and you have a place to live? So I encourage you.
No way to make a phone call. No way to get on a bus. Yeah. No way to get food. Some of these shelters don't even have any food to give them past what they eat there at the shelter. So when they leave, they don't have anything. They don't have a can opener, and they can't cart whole amounts of food with them when they have no transportation. And is food more important than shelter? I would think that the amount of money they spend on bringing food in, it would be equated back to getting them a job and getting them a home. Because if you have a job and a home, you can get food.
Yes.
You know, food is important necessity, but I, out of the three things, and I could have two, the first two things I would want is a place to stay and transportation, because if I had transportation and a place to stay, I can get a job and I can get the food. Food is the last thing on my mind. Is that how you would feel, Matt, in this, or would you put food over and above having a place to stay? And everything else.
You know, if you have a place to stay where you can shower daily, it's easier for a job. I mean, you go for an interview, you're clean. It makes a big difference, because without that, the food, you need the food also. But that
we'll
would
be
like
back.
A third thing.
Burley? Hello?
We're going to break.